Moving west of Melbourne, we come to the coast, Cat Country and Geelong. Anne Johnson, team manager there. How's it going, Anne?
Yeah, it's going well, and Geelong's doing well, so everybody's happy down here.
Tell us about the Vision Australia Beach House.
Yeah, there's a beach house in Barwon Heads, which is called Lorna Lodge, and everybody out there who has low vision or blindness is able to use that house. It's only for people who have low vision or blindness and their friends and family, and they don't have to have low vision or blindness as long as one person's there with a vision impairment. Well, that's okay.
Mm.
And so it's only just a little two-bedroom house in Barwon Heads, but it's very, very cheap. It's, at the moment, it's $75 to go there because that's a cleaning fee, and then it's $30 a night, and we have a limited amount. Everybody can have it so that we can share it around. But we're in the middle of planning a tactile sensory garden, and we'll do it in stages as we raise money. And we actually have had some offers of volunteers from Ford, and we're hoping that we'll be successful with that. And we'll start actually doing paths around the garden, like so paths to the clothesline and paths to the cubby, so that it's easier to orientate people to bits in the garden. We'll even do an area for doggy-doos.
Mm.
And so we're just making it easier for people, like so there'll be less orientation to the facility with paths, and then we'll look at raised garden beds and lots of herbs and nice smelling tactile plants. And we even are trying to get some tactile sensory sculptures in there as well.
My word.
Yeah, that's all happening.
Will be worth visiting.
In September.
The NDIS, National Disability Insurance Scheme. The Barwon region is special,
been selected
as one of the trial sites.
We have been selected as one of the trial sites, and so it comes with a big responsibility because we actually have to assess how everybody out there is affected with the NDIS. So if you're under 65 and legally blind, you will probably be eligible for NDIS funding, but that's still a bit up in the air. But we need to assess how it works for people with low vision and blindness in our area, and if there's gaps, we need to identify gaps, because what we identify in the next 3 years is actually going to go to create the model for the rest of Australia. So big responsibility. So everybody out there, if you do qualify for the NDIS, we'd actually love to be in contact with you so we can actually document how well it works.
How's your Vision Australia radio station going?
Vision Australia radio is going well. We have some fantastic volunteers who are just very dedicated to it, and I think our probably popular shows are Tuesday Magazine, which is every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and of course we read out the Geelong Advertiser every week between 1 and 2.
And on the dial, it can be found at
99.5 FM.
99.5 FM for Vision Australia Radio in Geelong. Anne Johnson, team manager of Vision Australia in Geelong.